A big disaster movie splashes onto screens today. The Day After Tomorrow features the old Hollywood plot of global warming melts ice cap, melted ice cap swamps planet. We were going to send a movie critic to review it, but we thought it would be more apt to send a science reporter. Here's NPR's Richard Harris.
Like all good fantasies, The Day After Tomorrow starts out with a grain of truth. Abrupt changes in ocean currents really have changed the Earth's climate in the past. It all happens in the blink of a geological eye, that is to say, over the course of about a decade. With that in mind, Scottish climatologist Terry Rapson, played by Ian Holm, phones our hero, Professor Jack Hall, with some alarming news.
You recall what you said in New Delhi about how polar melting might disrupt the North Atlantic current?
Yes.
Well, I think it's happening.
What do you mean?
One of our nomad boys registered a 13-degree drop in surface temperature the other day. I've sent you an email.
This is unbelievable.
Hill, played by Dennis Quaid, says exactly what a real climate scientist would say. That rapid temperature change is unbelievable. And equally unbelievable, the climate effects aren't simply in the North Atlantic. They're global.
Thousands of people are crossing the Rio Grande into Mexico.
I'm here at the Global Warming Conference in New Delhi, where if you can believe your eyes, it's snowing. The coldest weather on record has thrown the city into chaos.
If this system moves south, we could see a wind-driven storm surge that could threaten the entire eastern seaboard.
Naturally, the story focuses on the eastern seaboard rather than the hapless citizens of India. It turns out this change in ocean temperature has brought on storms so massive they create a virtual ice age within days as they sweep down the globe. Director-producer Roland Emmerich, who blew up the White House in Independence Day and brought Godzilla back to life, whips up dramatic special effects, including a wall of water that fills the canyons of Manhattan. This brings it close to home for the hero, climatologist Jack Hall. His son is visiting New York and gets stranded in a public library. As the professor frets over the climate, as well as his failings as a parent, the Earth's weather goes through a series of gyrations. Tornadoes sweep through Los Angeles and selectively knock out the Hollywood sign.
This is unbelievable.
Those words from the beginning of the movie are apt again and again. Massive cyclones mysteriously form over Canada, Scandinavia, and Siberia. Mysterious because there's no warm tropical water up there, and in real life you need warm water to fuel a hurricane.
This is unbelievable.
In the center of these killer storms, temperatures drop by 10 degrees a second.
This is unbelievable.
Until they reach 130 degrees below zero. That cold air is supposedly falling from the Earth's upper troposphere, but I'm sure you'll be shocked to learn that the actual air up there doesn't get anywhere near that cold.
This is unbelievable.
Okay, it's Hollywood. Nobody's going to believe it anyway, right?
Actually, Richard, remember Oliver Stone's JFK? People sometimes believe a little more than you might hope.
Thanks for the cold water, Bob Mondello. Actually, there's more than enough cold water in The Day After Tomorrow. And plenty of political jabs. The villain in the piece is the vice president, who looks remarkably like Dick Cheney.
We're making all the necessary preparations for this storm. What more do you expect?
You have to start thinking about large-scale evacuations right now, especially in the northern states.
Evacuations?
Yes.
You lost your mind, Hall. I have to go.
Mr. Vice President, if we don't act now, it's going to be too late.
That's the unsubtle message of this unsubtle movie. Unlike the Hollywood version, real global warming is likely to unfold over decades, even centuries. And there's another big difference here. The movie's plot is entirely predictable. The climate is not. Richard Harris, NPR News.